It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, back on Startup Nation Radio. We're talking customer service today. Listen, if you're out there in the listening audience, or as we like to say, if you're out there in the nation, the Startup Nation, and you're interested in starting a business of your own or growing your existing business, this is the show for you. We're all about, Dan, we're all about helping people start and grow their businesses. We've had our success. Now we want to share what we've learned, good and bad,
that's right,
with others, right? We've got a breadth of experience that we've had the hard knocks. We've had it all.
Unfortunately,
I don't know about you. You look so bright, and you haven't had any hard knocks, have you, Dan? No.
Yeah. It's all on the inside, Jeff.
Yeah. Listen, I understand that well, only too well. All right, and we've got Tara with us, and Tara, you made a great comment in the last segment about really creating a culture, and I think that tees up perfectly our next guest, because the next guest is the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at the store that I made that phone call to in the last segment, and the sales associate really handled it really, really well. We want to know where that came from. Let's bring on Jack Zagrodzki. Jack, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
All right. We're doing great. Now, listen, we don't identify the stores that we make calls to, but if you want to, and as you've certainly got something to be proud of there, feel free.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. You kind of did when you played back the clip. Because in good self-serving fashion, she answered, "Good afternoon, Dow Hospital and Toy Soldier Shop."
She did it. Hey, and that's one of the hallmarks of good service, right? You got to get the store name in there.
Absolutely. It's a little bit better than just hello.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. So, Jack, you guys have an amazing business. Boy, you're in a tough situation in that, you know, you're a local business. You have a great, I mean, I happen to shop there for full disclosure, and I'm in your loyalty program, the whole thing. I love your store.
Thank you.
Great range of products. And frankly and candidly for me, I'd rather buy at your store for all the reasons that she mentioned. You know, I'm in the loyalty program. I get the coupons. There's a great range of products, great customer service. Their salespeople know their products well. Jack, it was Maxine, right?
Correct. Yep.
And it was the day after Christmas. She's a new employee. This is her first Christmas with you guys.
Right.
How did Maxine handle that so well? Tell us how that happened.
I listened to what she said, and she was, you know, she answered every single question extremely appropriately. I mean, I would go beyond appropriately. I would say she handled it the way any family member would have, and any way that any other employee would have. You know, how do we handle that? I think Tara is the one who said, you lead by example. And that's absolutely right. I mean, that's something that every member of the family believes. We believe in the toys. We believe that every customer is important, and every customer beyond that is appreciated. It's a very difficult business climate. It's always been. But you strive for the theme of today's topic, customer service.
Yeah, and I think it really, really shows. So was Maxine coached before she was, you know, turned loose on the floor or to answer the phones? Or, you know, specifically, how did she know how to give those answers?
You know, there's a number of reasons she answered the way she did. Part of it is coaching. Part of it is the culture that we have at the store. A great part of it is that most of our employees, and I'll take a step back, we don't have a high turnover rate. And a lot of our employees are recommended by other longtime employees who happen to be former customers or are specialty toy shoppers themselves. Bottom line is, the toy industry, there's a clear delineation between mass market and specialty toys. And we're a specialty toy store. That means traditional toys, typically better quality. So they're going to cost a little more, but with that comes, you know, a better value and service, quite frankly. We're not so big that the employees don't see the owners. They see us on a daily basis, and they see how we deal with everyone. And again, like you guys mentioned, you pick up a wrapper off the floor, and you throw it out, and they pick up on that. So it's a combination of different things. It's people who purchase our toys, who believe in our toys, people who care about what not only what their children played with, but what your kids play with too.
Jack,
you know, so they see it all around.
Jack, there's a lot of companies out there trying to grow their business right now, and it seems to me that what you're really articulating is that, to you, it's not about making the sale and the transaction. It's about building the relationship.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. You know, one of the things that I had heard in the previous segment was, you know, you've got to close the deal. And in certain aspects, if you're a salesman, there is that aspect. You've got to learn to close the deal. But you're absolutely right. When it comes to us, we are trying to build a relationship. You know, we're not about marketing to children. We're about, you know, going out to the parents. And a lot of these parents, they used to play with these toys. Their parents used to bring them in, or their grandparents used to, you know, were bringing them in, and now they're bringing their own children in. So you're absolutely right. It's about building relationships.
Well, and I can see that every time I come in the store. So, Jack, I've got one for you. Let's do a little role play here. I come into the store and I say, I've got a 5-year-old son, and he's really interested in, you know, this XYZ toy. But I'm looking on the box here, and it says, for 8 years old and up. Jack, right. is this toy right for my son or not? In asking that question, and I'm not drilling down to the specifics about the toy, the question is, do you ever steer someone away from a sale?
Absolutely, because it's not necessarily about the sale of that particular item. It's about fitting children with the right toys that they either need developmentally or age-wise.
Right, and it's about making a customer for life, right?
Absolutely. Great question, because we also retail backyard trampolines. And I had a gentleman come in last week ready to buy a trampoline, but he had a 1-year-old. And you know what?
I think the trampoline was for him, right?
You know,
come on, who are we kidding?
You know what? Probably. But at the same time, I just said, you know what? I'll be really honest with you. I don't think you're looking for this item for a 1-year-old. Not right now.
Yeah.
It's going to provide great play value, but let's look at potentially something different. You know, you could use a little, maybe an indoor one that has a handle.
Yeah.
You know, don't go to the extent of the outdoor recreational trampoline. To your specific question, you know, a 5-year-old and the toy is recommended for 8 and up. The first thing I'm going to tell any parent is that every child is different and their personalities are different. Is a 5-year-old ready for an 8-year-old toy? To generalize, no. Is there a specific toy that may fit the exact same criteria you're trying to address in terms of play and pretend, imaginative play? Absolutely.
Right. So you give them good, honest feedback that this particular product may not be right for them, but you can steer them toward, you know, this is an opportunity to steer them to something else that would. And of course, you know, as salespeople, we know that intuitively, but so many people fall down on that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And you're absolutely right. But and the employees will see whether I do that or another member of the family will do that. And they do pick up on that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way, you know, the way they'll address the situation as well.
And they're going to come back and be repeat customers. Dan, you had a question.
That's what we want.
Of
you know,
course.
It's not a one-time sale. You know, sure, we retail backyard play structures as well. And there's three different, you know, construction levels. So it's not sell them a playset and, well, sayonara.
It's
not about that.
It's
take care of your customer, because we would like to be there for your family from infant all the way up through teen years.
For each and every one of the kids.
Trampoline or anything else. Exactly.
Hey, Jack, I got a question I think a lot of small business people would have. And you've already addressed this somewhat. In 2003, you launched an e-commerce website, and Maxine mentioned, your employee Maxine, that you sell also through Amazon. So this whole online presence, how do you address the online world and maintain that customer relations?
You know, that's the first and foremost, what's important to state is that in today's day and age, if you're a retail business, you have to have some sort of an online presence. So yes, we have an Amazon. We have a store on Amazon, and then we also have items fulfilled by Amazon for us. We're one of the larger specialty toy retailers on Amazon. Now, customer
Jack,
service
Jack,
online, important.
Jack,
sure.
Listen, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you off. We've got to go. All right. God, we could go on and on for hours. You know something? Your customer service results speak for themselves. You've got a very successful business. We really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for sharing that wisdom. Maxine was amazing. Great show, Dan. Customer
Fantastic.
Service. That's what it's all about. Well, listen, we're going to come back with more on Startup Nation next week. You can count on us being here every Saturday for you. And you can, if you missed the show live, check us out online at startupnation.com/radio. If you've got a business idea, if you've got a business you want to grow, this is the show for you, Startup Nation Radio.
See you next week.